Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Michelle Donald. Happy New Year and happy motherfucking Black History Month, my black beautiful people. Black excellence all month long. Anyways, welcome to season 4, episode 1 of the luxurious motherfucking podcast. I have a few topics that I have to talk with you guys on. It will all be at random. I'm not giving a list like I used to do. I used to give y'all a list of topics that I go on that I'm going off of, but it's going to be a mix of everything that has been combined from last month to this month. And man, I got some stories to tell y'all. First thing first, welcome to 2024. I know I'm late, but happy New Year. Happy month of love, because you know Valentine's Day is coming up. Welcome to Black History Month. Black History should be celebrated all year long, but we'll get to that topic another day. First thing first, things that should have been left in 2023, I shouldn't have to tell y'all that. Drama, bullshit, searching phone, searching through significant other's phone, lying, beef that ain't got shit to do with you, you inserting yourself in. I mean, it's a plethora of shit that y'all should have left for 2023. I shouldn't have to say this every year, or no one should have to tell you this every year, but if it ain't about growth, wellness, success, and building generational fucking wealth, it ain't even a discussion. We need to be talking about building houses. We need to be talking about building generational wealth for yourself and your family. You need to be talking about fitness. All that should be talked about year around, daily, not just because it's new year, now we finna start a new topic or something. No, hell no. Fuck that. As y'all already know, y'all know the Super Bowl probably don't have none of our teams in it. You know, it's the Chiefs versus the fucking 49ers. I'm rooting for the 49ers to win. Y'all know I don't like the Chiefs. That ain't my team. And of course, y'all know Usher Raymond gonna be performing. Too bad I can't go. But I might go to that tour that he having. Anywho. All right. So I birthed a new baby. And yes, drum rolls, please. It is my rug tufting business. It is called She Devil Tufting LLC. It was created last year in June, on June 30th, 2023. I have my EIN number. My LLC shall be coming in soon. I have went viral for making one of the dopest gaming content creators that I know rug. She is Boogie. I've made a rug for, you know, many of gaming friends. I've did logos. I've done a lot of things. And you know, being in this business almost 9 months, it feels damn good. Y'all know it's tax season, so file your fucking taxes. Even if you're filing it yourself with TurboTax. Anywho, I'm just amazed that I birthed a new baby. Like, just something that I can come on. Don't get me wrong, Sheldon LLC still gonna be, you know, bumping and vibing. But it's taking a backseat because the new rug tufting business is me. It screams me. Like, She Devil is me. I am she. Anybody need any custom logo rugs, portrait rugs, you name it, I make it. There's a billion images out there. I can make any image into a fucking rug. Anywho, next topic that I need to touch on. As most of you probably know, I do OnlyFans. I am a gaming content creator as well. I am an entrepreneur because I make my own. I make custom rugs and I make custom clothing. As you all know, please stop letting people talk y'all into doing OnlyFans if you know you're not built for it. OnlyFans, streaming, owning a business, all that shit is not for the weak. And yes, before anybody say any fucking crazy shit, I am a wife. And yes, my husband supports fully what I do. I'm still a dancer. I'm still a stripper. So it's all in all. Do what you love and give no fuck what nobody else thinks about it. Cat Williams set the mold for this year. When he did that interview with Shannon Sharp, he set the mold. Monique came behind him and pour fucking gasoline on the fire, baby. So all that just set the tone for stand on business all 2024. You should have been standing on business all last year and the year before that, but 2024 should be stand on business in mama year. That's what this is. You need to be standing on business. Also, I want to talk about this goddamn weirdest controversy about this fucking washcloth shit. What is up with y'all and listening to not just other people that are not, you know, black, but just people in general with this washcloth shit? I've been using a washcloth for years. You know, I upgraded to using a loofah. But I'm pretty sure as everybody was kids, we all use washcloth. So why in the fuck is this a controversy? If you use washcloth, fine. You use a loofah, fine. But use whatever you tend to use to clean your body. Don't let somebody else dictate to you how the fuck clean your body. Like, what? Oh my God, it'd be some stupid ass controversial topics. It's crazy. Crazy as hell. Also, y'all know I just celebrated my 8-year wedding anniversary. I've been married to my, actually 7. Why I say 8, my silly ass. I'm sorry, y'all. Me and my husband have been together 9 years. Been together since 2015, so you do the math. But we've been best friends for a long ass time, since 02. So 20 plus years of knowing each other. 7 years of being married on paper, but relationship wise, we've been together for 9 years. Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing. I'm enjoying it. We celebrated our anniversary last year. Not last year. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I'm happy to be back. But we celebrated our anniversary last month. We did, you know, a big 10-hour anniversary stream on Twitch, for those who know that we stream. And it went lovely. It went damn good. I fucking enjoyed it, okay? Also, for those who don't know, your girl has gotten into the gym life. You know, I'm a woman that suffers from PCOS. That's polycystic ovarian syndrome. Look it up. I'm a woman that, you know, over the years, I used to think I was pregnant. And apparently, I wasn't. I've had PCOS since I was a little girl, since I was 11. Didn't find out till like 3-4 years back that I had PCOS from my daughter. My daughter shed tears and was like, hey, sorry to tell you, the reason why you've been having irregular periods, you know, all your life basically, is because you have PCOS. And normally, you know, OBGYN wouldn't be able to tell you that, but going to a specialist, they will be able to be more in depth and detail with you about it. Now, you just be mindful that women with PCOS, we don't get enough love. We don't get enough recognition. We don't get reassurance that, hey, this is okay. Yes, you may gain weight. Yes, you may grow hair under your chin and on places that you probably don't want to grow it. But I'm telling you, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. There's plenty of women that suffer from PCOS. And as a PCOS baddie / warrior, I'm here to tell you that this ain't the end. Keep fighting it. There's ways to combat that. I have PCOS, but I have what is called insulin resistance. That's what I am. My body is resistant to insulin. Just, it's crazy. But I ain't gonna get emotional and keep talking about that. But here's my thing with my take on the gaming community. That's another topic that I wanted to jump into. Please don't let people in the gaming community bully you, let anybody feel like you're not worth, you know, the streaming journey or anything. Cater to who caters to you. If you got a community that you're gonna build that's gonna ride for you, ride out for them, regardless of what anybody think. Build the content that you wanna build. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, well, you know, just cause you playing adventure games, I ain't gonna be tuning in, baby. I popped off with adventure games, but Apex Legends is what got me the notoriety that I got. But me just being a variety content creator that I am, gaming-wise and just content-wise, I don't give a damn if you want to see me play Apex or Fortnite or just want to see me play adventure games. I'm going to play what the fuck I want to play. You're not going to tell me what I'm going to play. That's the problem. It's like streaming, the gaming community and streaming community are turning to crybabies, and it turned into a high school rivalry fucking thing. Like, people don't understand it. I think things are not looked at like they're supposed to be looked at. Like, people get overshadowed by seeing these bigger content creators and just feeling like they're not good enough. And you are good enough. You are enough. You are enough. Don't let no one talk you out of it. I'm not going to get on the case of Boosie, because Boosie been putting himself in the fucking hot seat for the past couple years, and I just prefer not to even talk about that, for honestly. He wrong. Granted, I listen to his music, but he need to hold himself accountable for some of the shit, outlandish shit he be saying. Some shit I don't agree on, but some shit it be agree to disagree, and I'm not even finna get into that topic. That I'll be here all fucking day fucking around with that. Anywho, there will be no doubling back or repeating myself in 2024, because I'm a giver. I was once a people person. But let me tell you something. I'm not doubling back or I'm not repeating my fucking self at all. So, PSA to anybody that feels some type of way, whether it's gaming-wise, whether it's in real life-wise, you can kiss my ass if you feel any type of way, because I will not let nobody play with me, my creations, my husband, or my talent. My time will not be wasted, period. no negative energy around this motherfucker. We ain't doing none of that. Anyway, your girl has restarted rebuilding my socials and my platforms. Basically, I still have the same Twitch. I made another Facebook. I made a new Twitter. I have 3 Twitters out here. One for NSFW content, one for my gaming and my personal life, and then one for my rugs, of course. So, you know, if you need any of those social, you know, your girl to drop them. Drop for, you know, but y'all know me as Miss Darkly on TikTok and, you know, Instagram and Twitch and whatnot. So that's the goal this year, to build that completely up and just consistently stay in the fucking gym. We finally got back on the gym journey and whew, your girl is happy. Got protein powder, got everything, eating more clean, eating more healthy. Yeah, everything is everything. I'm not gonna talk about South Central Baddies season 4 because I did not buy the Seuss Network and y'all weren't finna get me into it. So there's that. Not even studying that. All right. My team may have lost, but we still the champs in my eyes. So y'all know, fear the tide, baby. Roll motherfucking tide. Fear that. I will be cosplaying this year. Me and my hubby will be going to comic cons, you know, the anime cons, you name it, we going. We taking trips this year too, so stay tuned for that. I might drop some videos on my new YouTube that I made for that, you know, vlogging wise. Oh yeah, I heard about the ATL stylist getting exposed and this Ramonte situation. And of course, Drake penis getting fucking leaked. I ain't even going to that topic because wow, just fly. Let's just say all this going on in the month of Black History is fucking crazy. But I guess that's the way you set the bar for Black History, bro. I don't fucking know. This shit is fucking crazy. Also, if y'all have, y'all need to go tune into the Cat Williams and the Monique interview with Shannon Sharp. They dropped some gems, and you know what? They said some things that really touched home for me. Also, for those who haven't, if y'all a Kevin Gates fan like I am, please go listen to music. Listen to it for yourself. Also, Suicide Squad came out, the game, Kill the Justice League. Please create your own opinion of the game by playing it. And if you know you're not into it, don't fucking buy it. 2024, stop buying fucking games that you know you're not going to play and you're just going to fucking bash. How about that? Do that. Stop. Same with movies. Stop. I'm not buying no game that I don't see myself fucking playing by myself or with friends. I'm not going to see no fucking movie just for me to fucking bash it. I'm just not fucking going. Also, I know this has been a conversation because of Taraji and other celebrities, but the pay that celebrities give versus regular people sounds like it's no different. You could be rich and still be fucking broke. Listen to me when I say that. You could be rich and still be fucking broke. Being famous don't mean shit if you ain't got no money behind it. Any fool can be rich, but it's the wealth that you want. I want wealth. Generational wealth. Not just generational wealth for my kids and my grandkids or whatever else. I want wealth, period. I want longevity wealth, like infinite wealth is what I'm saying. Wealth that's gonna take me for years and years, and I don't have to ever look back and be like, wow, I didn't invest in myself, or I didn't invest in, you know, educate myself on what wealth really truly is. Like, I'm just, yeah, I'm all about that, baby. All about that. Family ties. Know when to cut people off, whether family or friend wise, and know what you are worth and know how to add fucking text. Don't let these people play over y'all. Please don't. Be mindful. Be true to yourself. Be authentic. Also, for those who didn't, y'all know who my favorite motherfucking female artist of all time is. It's 3D motherfucking Nati. Y'all go check out my girl album, Uptown Butterfly. It is out. Came out last month, so y'all better go check it the fuck out. It's a bunch of albums that's been out. Also, Grammys. Shout out to my girl, Victoria Monet, SZA, Coco Jones. Shout out to all the beautiful Black women and all the goddesses that won Grammys. Y'all have been waiting for this moment. We all have. I ain't gonna get into these looks that the Grammys had because I want to do a TikTok on that about these Grammy looks. And some of these looks, I have questions. But that's a story for another day. I'm just happy that I have so much planned for season 4 of this podcast and for y'all. I got so much tea that need to be dropped. So many topics we need to talk on. Oh yeah, also for those who haven't, read a motherfucking book. Y'all need to be opening up some books this year. My goal for this year is at least to knock out 400 books. I ain't gonna be petty like most people talk about. Oh, Cat Williams, something like, you read 1,000 books. I'm not Cat Williams. I'm not a celebrity. I'm a celebrity in my own eyes. I'm going to knock out 400 books. I already got one book out the way, but I'm back to what I used to be, to doing the things that I love. I used to love reading. But for those who know, my grandmother transitioned to heaven 3 years ago. My little cousin transitioned to heaven 3 years ago, and my uncle. So I've been in a slump, and I'm not even going to lie. That was the hardest. It's the hardest thing to shake back from. But with God's grace and mercy, my husband by my side, family, friends, a support system that loves me and cares about me, that motivates me, I'm pushing through. I'm telling my story of showing love to my family and my peoples through my art of, you know, making rugs. So stay tuned. I got a lot in store. I have an Etsy shop. Type in She Devil Tufton and it shall pop up. But let's make this year great, y'all. Let's do great things. And when I say make this year great, I mean make it great for yourself. No matter what you do, no matter you starting a podcast, you start a new journey with the gym, gaming, you name it, claim it, baby. 2024 is ours for the taking. Let's get it. And on that note, your girl is out. Peace.